Following the Red River north, we come to Mooringsport, Leadbelly's hometown. Hughdy Leadbetter was born in 1885 to parents who were former slaves. This past with spirituals and field hollers shaped much of his music.
It was soon one morning when the sun did rise, and I was thinking about my good looking baby. I would hang my head and cry so lonesome. Go down, old Anna, please don't rise no more. And if you do rise in the morning, set this world on fire.
Leadbelly toured with Blind Lemon Jefferson until his first murder conviction in 1917. He was given a life sentence for murder again in 1930. Both times, he literally sang his way to freedom.
Oh yeah, that's a midnight special. That's a midnight special.
Leadbelly traveled with John and Alan Nomax extensively. Together, they recorded for the Library of Congress and brought Southern black music to white audiences. In his last recording session with Alan Nomax, Leadbelly talks about growing up in Northwest Louisiana.
When I was a boy, had on short pants, my father used to take me to town on some cotton. We was living out in the country, which I was born dead in the country about 20 miles and 30 and 40 miles from any kind of big town. The closest little place was, close around us was 5 miles. We had to ride 5 miles to get mail and get it once a week. Read a newspaper once a week, and that was good in that neighborhood. Anyhow, my papa take me to Sweet Spot, own some bales of cotton. He'd lead me all around in Fannin Street, and that's what I like, you know, where the people dance and play and sing and pianos and women dance. You know, I love to see women dance anyhow. I never did forget how to go down on Fannin Street, because the little hill you drop off. Babe knows exactly where that big place sitting up on Texas at now. I guess it's a church. I don't know what it is. I never did pay that much mind, because when I get ready to go down that little hill, I wouldn't stutter by that church, but I know how to go down there. So I went on down on Fannin Street, and that's where I'd go every time I'd leave home. So I'm going to play you now, and this will tell a true story about Fannin Street. California, they call it Cry For Me. Follow me down, follow me down, follow me down, my Mr. Tom, you. My mama told me, my little sister too, went on Fannin Street, son, they're gonna be the death of you. Ooh, I didn't care.
Leadbelly, like all of us in Louisiana, knew what it's like to be at the water's mercy, having lived through the flood of 1927. Here he is, singing Backwater Blues.
And it rained 5 days and the sky turned dark at night. Didn't it rain 5 days and the skies turned dark at night? And the trouble taking place in the lowlands at night.
Leadbelly died in 1949, but he remains a North Louisiana blues pioneer, famous for standards such as Goodnight Irene.
Tons of leaves in town. Sometimes I have a great notion, jumping in to the roaring drown. Irene, good night. Johnny, I just